Also, at theworld.org, you can see how political cartoonists around the globe have been responding to the crisis in Japan. The World's Carol Hills has been pulling together some of the best of these cartoons. Carol, tell us what you're seeing.
Seeing all sorts of things. The Japanese flag, for better or for worse, has a red circle in it, the sun. And cartoonists have been morphing that sun, that red disk, into radiation hazard symbols and atomic energy symbols, and having it crying and having it turn into a skull and a mushroom cloud. So the Japanese flag itself has been a big image. There's also images of, they kind of eerily remind you of after the atomic bombs 66 years ago, you know, a parent and child walking through devastation. Other images are guys in hazmat suits, sort of the whole gamut. But they're very moving, and I think cartoonists have really done a great job kind of capturing the feelings of everyone about this disaster.
And the feeling mostly of, it sounds like, sorrow and tragedy. I mean, it's so close to the event itself. Does anyone veer away from that in the cartoons?
Mostly sorrow and tragedy. In one cartoon, the flag, the red disc has become hands reaching out for help, and some really questioning just how dangerous the situation is around the damaged nuclear reactors.
Carol, you keep your eye on political cartoons around the world. How about outside of Japan? What are the other themes that you're seeing appear?
Well, interestingly, several cartoonists are mixing the Japan story with Libya. There are three or four cartoons that suggest that we're all really focused on the images from Japan, and meanwhile there's this awful thing going on in Libya and the rebels are losing and Gaddafi's forces are brutally killing people. So there's several cartoonists are juxtaposing those two stories and saying we've got to keep looking back at Libya. Mm. Several cartoonists are also commenting on the issue of imposing a no-fly zone over Libya.
And any other cartoon that stood out for you?
Well, what's amazing is some cartoonists have really beautifully captured the beauty of Japan and this horrible tragedy using images, the famous woodcut, Hokusai's woodcut of the Great Wave. Others have used Japanese figures, Japanese people against this horrible backdrop. They've been very tasteful and poignant in how they're really getting at this awful, awful story.
All right. For our listeners who want to check out these cartoons as well, they can go to theworld.org/cartoons. From there, you can also link to our Global Cartoons on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can follow Carol @GlobalCartoons. One word. Thanks very much, Carol Hills.
You're welcome, Lisa.